This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Eileen McDonald. How are you, Eileen?
Great. How are you today?
Good. And Eileen is the CEO of Penn Mutual, and you've been CEO since 2013. We're going to talk a lot about your leadership philosophy, a unique culture that you built here. But the first thing I want to ask you, you are really like a 171-year-old insurance company, but you're more like a new company because of how progressive you are.
So we like to call ourselves 171 years young. So we are a mutual life insurer, the second oldest in the United States. And we recognize that there's great opportunities for the future, and we are investing in those, and we are attracting people who want to make great changes and make great impact in this industry for the future.
So describe what your main offerings are, just so everyone knows that.
So we offer life insurance, annuity, and investment products through a national network of financial advisors, both those who are closely tied to our company as well as independent brokers.
So really talk through the culture, because I know you have a lot of unique practices in building a certain type of culture.
So when we think about our business and our business strategy, we know that our values of our organization are deeply embedded in anything we want to do. We know that it begins and ends with our people. There are over 400 life insurance companies in the United States trying to do the same thing that we are. What separates us is our people and how they come together and work together to deliver great value for our policyholders.
And you have a lot of second-generation people also as well.
Yeah, we've used the opportunity of Take Your Children to Work Day to recruit our future generation.
The next generation. So they think it's fun. Oh, the parent is bringing an 8-year-old. Really, you're saying, well, this person might work in this division here.
It's shockingly, shockingly have had a lot of the children who have been participating now for decades in this Take Your Children to Work Day, who go off to college, and when they graduate, they want to come back to Penn Mutual to be an employee. So we're really excited about being able to have multiple generations in our company, and we think that bodes well for our clients to have our employees so tied to the outcome of the company.
And you also have a number of unique practices, like your monthly meeting, and really nice downstairs, and it shows William Penn, and it actually, you know, has an insurance certificate from someone on the Titanic, some great historical artifacts. Describe exactly what goes through that type of meeting when once a month you're with your team.
Well, we have a beautiful modern facility out here in Horsham, Pennsylvania, a beautiful campus. And we have a building that has a large atrium that spans three stories high. So once a month, we have a program called the Pride Event. And the Pride Event is put on by our associates to recognize other associates. It also is an opportunity for us to get some communication messages out to our employees as well. But really, the highlight is the opportunity each month of our associates to nominate either an individual or a working team that has really gone above and beyond to help something happen here, whether it be a project or a response to a client need. And so it's kind of fun. Everyone waits to see who the person's going to be, and there's a big celebration.
So give me an example of what did someone win recently where they were there and you felt they really contributed?
Well, we had this one individual who we have a rugby event, and we needed to have something done for the Collegiate Rugby Championship, which was held last June. And the person was so dedicated, and they didn't have it done exactly the way they wanted to, and they asked another associate for their help. And that individual spent all night and the next day. You know, you wouldn't have found doubt about that. If someone hadn't nominated, I would have had no idea that this person went to such extraordinary means to produce something that really was important to us, showed really well at the Collegiate Rugby Championship, and they would have been the unsung hero had we not had this opportunity to have other associates nominate someone that they know that really went out of the way. And it was just a great way for not only the executives of the company, but all the associates to give thanks and pride to this, to work with someone who was willing to go above and beyond in that way.
It's also a really interesting communication vehicle about what your values are, because now you're through this process, you're uncovering these actions that people are taking.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's really nice because they come from all corners of the organization. So, you know, one day it might be a customer service person, another day it might be someone in distribution and sales. And so you really get a sense of what's going on in the entire organization. And for, you know, an individual employee who's sitting there maybe just, you know, heads down in their job, they say, wow, look at all this going on in the company that maybe I could raise my hand to be part of.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Eileen McDonald, who is the CEO of Penn Mutual, and this is a 171-year-old or new 171-year new life insurance company. Let's now shift into technology. And I know you're doing something really interesting with ACE. And while you are an older company, the second oldest mutual, you are highly innovative in terms of all of your business practices.
Well, if anyone has gone through the life insurance underwriting process, it is a daunting process. You know, the thought of giving blood and urine and other kind of medical information to be properly underwritten for life insurance. And so much of that information is now available in electronic records. And so what we looked at was a process that on average was taking about 30 days. So not only going through all the steps to have your medical records accessed or any kind of testing done, we decided to leverage current cloud-based technology, machine-based learning technology, and pull that all together in a way that we could get an answer to somebody in under 24 hours. And so we really have modernized the practice of applying for life insurance, and our clients have really enjoyed it, and our advisors in particular. It has really helped them with their client relationships because they're able to get a quick answer. They don't have to go through the long waiting period and possibly people changing their mind.
So if I get this right, using digital platforms, you're able to get an answer within 24 hours, which would usually take substantially longer.
Yes, and the process is also done on a mobile device. Mm-hmm. So for an advisor, you know, the day of sitting across the kitchen table and discussing this with a couple or traveling across the country because your client may be in a business that has multiple locations and trying to track down your client, the advisor now can use mobile devices and be able to communicate and share links and go through the process all electronically without ever picking up a pen.
And I bet for millennials, they love that. That's what they want.
It's pretty much the only way they want to do business, frankly.
Mm-hmm. And so what are some of the core components that go into determining the right level? Like, for example, you talked to me in the past about driver's licenses. You know, good drivers are better risks, right?
Yep. So there's lots of information out there. Obviously, we get our clients to give us authority to go out and seek this information, but there's public records out there. There's motor vehicle driving records that we were discussing earlier. And, you know, certainly those who are better drivers are better risks for life insurance companies. So that information is readily available, and we're using that electronic files now in order to make those determinations.
What is your website in case anyone wants to look up Penn Mutual?
We are www.pennmutual.com, pennmutual.com.
Okay. And when we come back from the break, which we're about to take, we're going to talk about your leadership philosophy, about women becoming CEOs, advice to women, and And for right now, is there, just before the break, is there anything in about 30 seconds you want to tell the audience about Penn Mutual that they may not know?
Penn Mutual is one of the highest rated insurance companies in the United States. We have been on the AM Best list of companies who are rated for the past 75 years in a row, A or better.
Well, congratulations on that. About to take a break, and then we'll be right back. And we're going to talk about women in business. Back to you.
That glorious song of old from angel being in
place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Eileen McDonald, who is the CEO of Penn Mutual, a 170-year new life insurance company, correct?
Yes, we are.
So I want to talk about something now that has been a personal issue of importance to me, which is right now, out of the Fortune 500 CEOs, only 24 are women. Now, I've said publicly that we need to have 50 women Fortune 500 CEOs. There are more Fortune 500 CEOs named John than there are women. So just talk through what your thoughts about the current balance of women and CEOs are. And I know you're going to talk more about your board also, which is very exciting to hear.
Yeah, so, Penn Mutual, we have 40% of our board, 40% of my executive team, and 40% of our leaders in the company are female. So we walk the talk. And I do agree with you that we do need to see and should see more women in leadership positions, because certainly women have been educated, have had the work experience, and certainly have the track records to be able to take the top position.
So what was your journey like in moving up to becoming CEO of a major organization and lessons that you learned along the way?
Well, coming through a male-dominated industry.
And you're with Wang in technology.
I started off, in the technology industry, and I've been in the insurance industry for over 30 years. And, as a male-dominated industry, I would never be where I am today if I didn't have the help, mentorship, sponsorship, whatever you want to call it, of men around me. And I've had the good fortune to work with men who have been willing to see me succeed. And I will say that there has never been a gentleman that I've worked with who, when I've asked for help, was unwilling to help me.
That's very encouraging to hear. So what do you say when you meet a woman? Like, you meet, let's say, my daughter Molly, who's 18, and says, oh, I want to become a CEO. What advice do you give to them?
Well, my advice would be, first of all, you have to dream big. So the fact that she's dreaming about being a CEO is the start. And then it's making sure that you have a plan. How do you have a network? How do you reach out, ask for help, just have a conversation with somebody, interview a couple of CEOs like you do, and think about what is going to take in order for you to be positioned for that kind of a role when the time comes.
And the boards, their roles, what would you say?
Well, certainly from a board perspective, and we have it here and we experience it here, I think by having female representation on our board, you just get a different perspective. You know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. We've read all those books. We hear about it. And, you know, it is true that each of us, whether we're male or female or whatever our life's journey is, our experiences shape us. And by having diverse people on your board, your executive team, surrounding you as a leader, it allows you to have all of that insight to put into the equation as you're thinking about decision making. So I think by being open and being inclusive, you end up with a better result.
And you've talked a lot about having a flexible workplace where people really get to be authentic.
So I think what we're witnessing today is a generation, the millennial generation, who want to be able to work their way. There was a time where someone asking for flexibility was out of the norm and was a special accommodation. And today, I think all generations benefit from flexibility in the workplace. I think that if people are able to have and satisfy their personal needs or their personal interests, they're able to focus better on the job. So, you know, everybody's life looks different, whether it's an aging parent, a young child you're taking care of, or just an interest, a personal interest that allows you to perform best at your job. I think making sure you satisfy that, but still hold the standards. You know, you have to be able to perform at work, but that flexibility provides for an engaged and a productive workforce.
And in having that type of flexible workforce and a very open one, what's your take on the role of something like religion in workplace?
So, you know, each of us are shaped from early on. Usually our parents are our first teachers, whether it be formalized religion. I certainly grew up in a household that, you know, attended, and I still attend Mass on Sundays. I think that plays a role into who you are as an individual, your values and your character. And I think, you know, certainly for me, that has helped shape who I am and how I operate and how I treat other people. I've grown up in an environment that has been open and inclusive. And so in the workplace, what we're looking for is people who are more than just tolerant, but really see value in respecting an individual for being authentic to who they are.
And so you find you grew up Catholic,
yes.
And you find bringing your personal faith in is more of something authentic, and that's something that should be open to everyone. Like I noticed in the lobby, you had a menorah, you had everything really. It was completely inclusive.
Yeah, our company is inclusive, so we have people of all backgrounds, and so we celebrate all of those different festivities that go on in those individuals' lives because it's important to them. So if it's important to them, it's going to be important to me.
Let's talk now more about your daily leadership philosophy. When you wake up in the morning, what's on your dashboard that you say, here's what I need to focus on?
Well, the very first thing I do, you know, usually around 5 o'clock in the morning is I check on my emails to see what's gone on. I obviously check the news for the highlights. I plan out my day. I plan out work even before I leave the house. I have a young daughter who I like to see in the morning, so there's a couple of hours that I can stay busy before she's up and getting ready for school, and so I use that time to plan out my day.
Let's talk more about your young daughter, because the year is 2006. You adopted a daughter. In 2008, you became CMO. A lot going on, and you've 2 minutes left. Talk about what this meant to your life and how you managed the life.
Well, I came from a large, loving family, and up to that point in my mid-40s, I did not have my own children, and I figured it was time to step out and do that. I think what it demonstrates for women is that you can have both a meaningful career and also be the parent you want to be. It's just a matter of prioritizing, knowing what your priorities are, and sharing that with the people that you're working with.
You've about 1 minute left. Talk about the future of Penn Mutual.
Well, the future of Penn Mutual is bright. We've had a long, rich, successful history as a company, and I think our best years to come. Today, in the life insurance industry, we are viewed as innovators. I think that we have positioned ourselves well to redefine what advice looks like for individuals in the future, because people's needs are getting more and more complex.
And so when you look at innovation, it's really interesting, everyone, because here you have a 171-year-old company, yet being true innovators in terms of products, in terms of technology, in terms of work balance, in terms of flexibility. Congratulations on building and working with this great company.
Great, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity for being with you.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Chris Bogart. How are you, Chris?
I'm very well, thanks, Robert. How are you?
Good. And Chris is the founder and CEO of Burford Capital, which is unlike any company I've really heard of, in a sense at the intersection of law and finance. Talk about what the organization is.
Well, that's exactly right. We are at that intersection of law and finance. And what Burford is a capital provider to the legal industry and to clients that are engaged in claims. And what that means in plain English is simply that we look at a claim as a financeable asset. So if I have a lawsuit, as an example of a claim, if I have a lawsuit against another company, that's an effort to get money to move from one hand, one company to the other. And as part of that process, what you're creating is a financeable asset. You can look at the relative value of that claim, and you can come up with a sense of how much money a company would be able to obtain in financing against that asset value. It's no different than financing any other kind of asset, whether it's a tangible asset like a truck or a tractor, or an intangible asset like a patent. The thing that makes this novel is that people, until recently, haven't been accustomed to thinking about legal claims as financeable assets.
They're probably thinking that these are problems that they have to deal with and they want to get it over with. And you're saying, in a sense, CEOs should be looking at their financial claims in a positive way, that it is like an asset.
I absolutely am. And I'd make the further point that these assets are, to most people, invisible, because the market doesn't give you any credit for them. So if you're a public company and you have, let's say, $500 million of pending claims, claims that you either are in the process of bringing or that you know that you have and haven't even begun that process yet, right now, research analysts, equity investors are going to give you absolutely no credit for the existence of those claims. They don't show up in your financial statements. We only disclose defensive litigation. We don't disclose affirmative litigation. And so right now these are invisible to the world. And by the way, not only are they invisible, but they will continue not to provide very much real value to the company, because even if you go down the line and win those claims, the result is going to be the market treating those as one-time or unusual items. They're not going to treat them as part of your operating profit because you're probably not in the business of litigating. And so what that means is that you can go ahead and by applying financing to those claims today, you're actually unlocking hidden asset value that is something you would otherwise never get any credit for at all.
Now, it seems fairly obvious as you're talking about it right now, but in 2009, when you founded Burford, no one was really in this space. I mean, it was a whole new novel idea, in a sense. How did the idea come to you?
Well, the idea came out of general frustration with paying lawyers only by the hour. So, you know...
And when you were at Time Warner, you had, like, 350 lawyers, I think, right?
That's right. So
and then you
I
had a lot of... out counsel.
That's right. So I've been on both sides of the equation. I've been both a practicing lawyer at one of the large New York law firms, and I've been the general counsel of Time Warner. So I've been both a buyer and a seller of legal services. And the denomination that people use to hire lawyers today is typically paying them by the hour. There aren't a lot of alternatives available for that, and that's a frustrating way as a client to find yourself in an economic paradigm. You don't have a lot of options. And so even when I was at Time Warner, I was active in trying to open up alternative ways of buying legal services. For example, Time Warner famously at the time did a merger combination with AOL, and we actually structured the legal fee component of that deal on a contingent basis so that Time Warner wouldn't have paid the legal fees if the merger hadn't closed. used. And we did that not only because it had cash advantages, it certainly helped my budget not to have to write a big check that year, but it also had significant accounting advantages. And so that was the seed for me to continue to think about issues relating to law and economics. And that carried forward, as you say, into 2009 when there was demand in the market for alternatives.
Let's go back to that year 2000, because that was, in a sense, I believe, the largest legal process that had gone through up till date, something like, what, $350 billion, which now doesn't seem so large, but back in 2000 was enormous. What was it like? What were the challenges you faced, and how did you overcome something like that? Because I believe at that time that was unprecedented.
You're right. At the time, it was a very, very large transaction. And even more interesting was the backdrop that it was sitting against. You know, at that time, we had had a significant disruption, a significant dislocation of the traditional media universe. The arrival of the internet, the arrival of the dot-com boom, all of that was taking traditional mainline companies and turning them upside down. You saw these, you know, sort of young upstarts coming along and getting extraordinary valuations very rapidly. And if you were the management team in a traditional business, you sat looking at the way the world was changing and really started to wonder what was going to happen next. How are we going to keep up? Now, Time Warner obviously made what was at the time considered to be a very bold strategic move, and obviously in market value terms didn't work out so well. But the strategy behind that move was to embrace that disruption. And I think that was, in strategic terms, the right approach, to embrace the disruption instead of sticking your head in the sand, even though the execution of the strategy in the case of buying AOL ultimately wasn't favored by the market and wasn't a terrific combination. But that's a lesson that I think I've taken away, even though I was just the company's lawyer at the time. It's a lesson that I've taken away as I've run businesses subsequently, which is really to go ahead and embrace disruption. And that's exactly what we're doing here at Burford. Burford is involved in disrupting the traditional way that businesses have purchased legal services from law firms.
It's interesting. On disruption, I was just speaking with a friend, Terry Jones, who is the founder of Travelocity and also then the founder of Kayak, and he said to me, you know, the word disruption, Robert, when you are on the smaller side, you are disrupting. When you are on the larger side, if you are going against it, you try to call it innovation. But it's really like the same thing that you're doing on both sides.
I agree with that. And I think that today the transparency of so many business models and the continued advent of technology and the speed of communication makes that an even more significant point. We're seeing more businesses transform themselves, whether you use the label innovation or disruption. We're seeing more business transformation because of those factors.
Well, when you look at someone who is a transformative CEO, and you clearly are, you've built a company from scratch that is one of the most profitable in the industry, and, well, in your industry, you are it, really. How would you define the characteristics essential for a CEO to be transformative?
Well, it certainly helps to start with a business model that is going to, as you say, transform, innovate, disrupt. And so that's an important
ingredient. And is that just you, or is it other people or your team?
I think it absolutely is the team. It has to be the combination of people doing this. And it's not just the team, but, you know, you can't disrupt or innovate in a place where the other participants in the process don't want that outcome. And so I think that's a critically important component of this, which is not listening to yourself talk, but instead listening to what it is that your clients and your customers want. And so that's exactly what happened here. There was a clear level of frustration and unhappiness among corporate clients in the way that they were being forced to buy legal services. Sometimes paying by the hour for legal services was fine, but many times clients were unhappy with that dynamic. So there was clearly a desire in the market for an alternative. There simply hadn't been the delivery of that alternative. And so the question for us was, can you come up with an efficient, cost-effective, institutional way of helping clients and law firms find their way to some of those alternatives?
And if a CEO is interested, what is the website for Burford Capital?
Literally, burfordcapital.com.
Spelled out?
BURFORDCAPITAL.com.
And there you have it. We're about to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about challenges that you faced in building a new type of model and how you overcame the channels. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here with Chris Bogart, who is the founder and CEO of Burford Capital. And I sounded Boston there. I went Burford instead of Burford Capital. So let's talk 2009 again. This is the stock market was crashing. You had a great job at Time Warner, general counsel. You leave everything behind with this idea. What were the challenges that you faced in building a company that, when you fast forward, you know, a decade later, is a major player?
Well, I think you put your finger on it. The single largest challenge in 2009 was the degree of uncertainty in both the financial markets and in the broader economy. People simply did not know what was going to happen, what the future held, what they were going to do next. And so coming out, and people wanted safety, security, predictability. And instead, we were coming along and saying, well, how about a brand new business that you've never heard of before in an asset class that doesn't today exist on an institutional level? How about giving us, you know, a few $100 million to make our way into that world that doesn't today exist?
So how would you sell that?
Well, it required obviously a leap of faith by some significant investors to whom I'm eternally grateful.
And they're probably eternally grateful to you because they've got superior returns.
Well, it's been successful for everybody. But Burford, somewhat unusually, Burford started life immediately as a public company. So the very first thing we did to create Burford was literally to do an IPO and raise public capital for the concept. And we did that for a few reasons, not the least of which was that we wanted a very transparent business, a very transparent organization. We thought that a high degree of transparency, the kind you get with a public company, would benefit us as we tried to talk to people about law and litigation, which are invariably sensitive matters across the spectrum, even for big companies. And so we went to market. And, you know, I think the combination of the fact that we were striking a chord, most people don't like paying high hourly fees for lawyers. And so it doesn't really matter whether you're an in-house lawyer or whether you're a corporate CEO or whether you're a fund manager. Everybody's aware of the fact that that's an expensive way to operate a business. And so we got some resonance immediately from people around the fact that this was a model that they saw needed change, needed some adjustment. And that was appealing to people.
And how did you feel as the leader of this? When did you realize that it really started to gain traction and that the market was buying into it?
Well, it took some time, and that's actually one of the more frustrating parts of running a business like this, because you don't get overnight results. As every single person knows, litigation is a slow-moving process. And so if on day one we were to take on a new matter, we're not going to see the results of that matter for potentially years to come. Last year we had one of our most significant successes ever, and that was in a matter that started for us in 2010. So it took 7 years, and it turned in a great result when it did, but it took a long time to get there. And so part of the challenge with running a business like this is that you have to be prepared for that gestation period, and that was one of the things that made it challenging to get the deal done originally.
And I know you're also a big believer, now that you have a large company, in diversity, where half of your senior executives are women.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's a critically important thing, I think, when you are trying to evaluate underlying litigation risk.
This actually may be a financial asset for me that I'm not capitalizing on.
Literally every CEO in the country.
So it doesn't matter what industry.
No, we're industry agnostic. The simple and unfortunate reality of being in America is that there is an awful lot of litigation here. And it would be the unusual business that had grown without having any exposure to it at all. What companies don't often realize, though, is the presence of some claims that they do have. And you've seen a sea change in corporate attitude over the last couple of decades. You know, when I was a young lawyer, it was still a sketchy thing for lots of companies to consider suing somebody else. And today, all of that stigma has gone away. The reality is companies are certainly entirely open to engaging in litigation if they have a legitimate and appropriate claim to bring. And in fact, many of them today see it as their duty to pursue claims for the benefit of their shareholders.
How about if they're on the defendant side, though? There's no way you could help them.
Well, we're agnostic about whether we finance claimants or defendants. Mm-hmm. The reality of financing a defendant, though, is that what you're getting from our financing then is a combination of risk management and deferral. And that is expensive. So the capital for litigation finance is expensive generally because there's a significant amount of risk associated with it. The difference between being a plaintiff and a defendant is that if we're financing you as a plaintiff, then you're effectively giving up a portion of your winnings that you have not yet gained. And so that's a more palatable dynamic for people often than it is when you're a defendant, when, of course, your belief is that you've been sued unjustifiably, so you think the case should just be dismissed against you, and it sort of adds insult to injury if you need to pay us a return on the capital that we've provided to you. Some people do it, but candidly, the business is more common today on the claimant side than on the defendant side.
So we have about a minute and a half left. If you're a CEO sitting there, what are the steps, other than Elk Grove Burford Capital, what are the real steps you should do if you are in litigation where you could say, what could I do to monetize this?
Well, I think it starts earlier than that. So I think you have to begin by thinking about what your legal function is. And I think far too many CEOs today still view their legal function purely as a cost center, purely as something that they have to have because businesses need lawyers, and so, gosh, here we go.
So but let's view it as a P&L.
That's absolutely how an increasing number of companies, including big American companies, are doing just that. Firms like Bristol-Myers, firms like DuPont, think seriously about their legal departments as profit-generating businesses instead of just a cost center in the overall business. And so that's the starting point is philosophical.
And, Chris, I want to commend you. We are speaking with Chris Bogart, the founder and CEO of Burford Capital. And you've really taken a new model where you're at the intersection of valuation, you're at the intersection of legal, you're at the intersection of finance, and created a new industry that is helping companies succeed. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.